It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You big Christmas guy into Christmas? Is that you a like Christmas thing?
Love Christmas.
Can
Lloyd Christmas?
When we talk to Matt, can we get him on board with more time, more playing time for Big Christmas? Can we get that? I don't know if you watched the game last night.
I saw the big guy.
I've never seen that guy hit I don't think that's a home run. Like, there have been so many times that guy smacks the baseball. I'm like, that's gone.
How big is that guy?
He looks huge. I think he's only, okay, I was going to say only. I think he's like 6'2 or 6'3.
He's got an ass on him, though.
He has a donk on him, man.
Yeah.
The John Kinsey Badonkadonk.
You like donks?
He's listed as 6'3", 250.
Me too. I am also listed. I'd actually be 6'4", and about 250. No, he looks every bit of it. I couldn't believe he's only played 30 games since coming up halfway through June. I got to be honest with you. I don't know. And I can understand they don't want to overexpose a guy his first time through to try and preserve whatever magic he has. But, like, I was doing the math last night. Nobody ever plays 162 games anymore. But if you extrapolate his numbers to have played 150 games, which is more than Josh Naylor's ever played in a season, right now, John Kinsey would be on pace for 40 home runs. And as much as I don't like the 0-for-3s and the 0-for-4s, and some of the nights where the plate discipline isn't where it is, the threat of that guy hitting a home run, I think it's real right now. I think you saw it last night. I mean, two home runs. The three-run home run in the fourth inning was great, but to come back later in the game and give you that second home run, and by the way, you won by one run, so he gave you four runs last night. I think it's time. I know they've slow played it, and I know that some of that is Lane Thomas is mostly your right fielder. Put the dude at first base. Put the dude at DH. When you give, and I don't know how much left field he's played, when you give Stephen Kwan the night off for DH Stephen Kwan, put John Kinsey in left field. Because if nothing else, he separates himself by every other player who isn't a great average hitter or contact hitter. He separates it by being able to smack the ball 450 yards. Or 450 feet. 450 yards would be impressive. Did the longest home run ever. I got to get you in on Big Christmas. It's time.
What, I'm in.
I kind of feel like I'm pounding the table for Big Christmas and you're over there. Give me the salt and vinegar eyes.
There's no salt and vinegar eyes.
Mac, do you see salt and vinegar eyes? I'm seeing salt and vinegar eyes from where I'm sitting.
Maybe a hint of salt and vinegar.
A hint. And you don't want a hint of salt in your eyes
hinto.
Or vinegar.
Hinto.
Really.
Hinto lime.
No. Hint of Christmas? We're going
to those chips, runner. Though. Tostitos. Hinto lime.
Oh, I know.
You can always get a hinto.
Yep, you can. You know...
What do I know?
Can't say what I think you know. Getting back to the Guardians here. So, vibe check. They've won three straight. Can we get out of panic land? Can we do that now?
Yeah, I've never panicked. I thought it sucked. I thought they came back to earth a little bit, but I've not panicked. I would say this. It's a little concerning when you give up 8 runs.
No, but I think actually.
You're going to twist it. Here we go. I actually think that they fought hard.
Well, that's exactly the kind of win that we like them to have, right?
Correct.
When everything goes to pot. Oh, so you were just jabbing me? You're just jamming me up?
When do I not jam you up?
That's fair. Is it crazy to think John Kinsey could be like a significant factor down the stretch?
No. I don't think it's crazy to think any of these guys could be a factor down the stretch because that's what happens with a team like the Guardians. I mean, you got unsung heroes. It happens all the time. I feel like it's happened a bunch with this organization throughout the years.
Well, but like, I think his power makes him a threat in October. Like, the things that truly matter are incendiary talents in October. Those are the guys that tend to give you the best chance to win. But if you've got a guy with, like, 70-grade power, which is what John Kenzie has, like, I know, when he first came up, I was thinking, like, Oscar Gonzalez. Dude, Oscar doesn't have this kind of power. Like, he has the, where all this dude, if just one out of every three games, if he hits a ball 400 feet, I think he makes up for it, even if the other 11 at-bats are strikeouts or groundouts or sack flies. Like, that's the other thing. It's not – I think it's just time they got to give him a real chance. And they got to get him in the lineup 4-5 times a week. Because, listen, by the way, do you see the BABIP since the All-Star break?
What was that again?
The BABIP. It basically factors in all elements in your offense. And they're,
it's called BABIP?
BABIP, oh. Yeah. And basically, it's about.
You make
it
up?
No, I'm not.
I mean, you could be.
It's basically about. It's like batting average with balls in play. So, this is the one of the ways you can measure luck. Because, and if you look at it, the Guardians have been like the most unlucky team in baseball since July on balls that were batted in play. You know how you counter that? Guys that can hit the ball 400 feet. Like, you want to jumpstart an offense? Power is the easiest way to do that. Well, basically, because what it does is it takes pressure off people trying too hard. So, oh, hey, Lane Thomas. Can't hit a righty to save your life. You know what help?
BABIP.
BABIP. BABIP.
Beep, 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 up.
I was going to say John Kenzie Noel's power. Hey, David Fry, you've actually gotten a hit in four of your five last games. You know what'll help you even more? John Kenzie hitting sixth and making sure you get an extra fastball or two, because I think this dude's starting to get a reputation. That being said, can we get some respect on David Fry's name?
Put it on it, man.
He has. Thank you. Thank you, Sam.
Welcome, Dad.
He has actually started a hit recently. Not that you can tell it by listening to anybody around here.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Quarterback pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.